Off the Ball. GAA.
I think that I wouldn't be writing anything in stone yet. You know, I wouldn't be proclaiming that we have a 2010 here. I wouldn't be proclaiming we're on the brink of a 5 in a row either. But I think it's a very enjoyable era of Gaelic football that we're in as teams try and figure themselves out.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding!
San Antonio Spurs?
Damn it!
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him!
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia to pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. You might not be hearing us in the usual radio slot so often anymore, but the quiz is alive and well, streaming on YouTube every week as a podcast as well for our Off the Ball members worldwide. If, for whatever reasons, best kept to yourself, that you've yet to become a member, offtheball.com/join. It's €1 for your first month. And everybody who signs in, even just to the Go Loud app, gets 3 free plays, which is about right for the number of quizzes you might get out of a month. Anyway, that's between you and the Go Loud app. With all that said, all that's left to do is to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. What a lineup we've got today. If we could get a wide shot here, you'll see that everybody is wearing colours. It's Ireland, Bilbao and the Black Death, which represents mixed mood after last night.
Bilbao was wrong.
This is like
it's Betis.
Oh, Betis, sorry.
I'll make a change here.
What have we got?
The old Monaghan United jersey.
I'm going to say Real Sociedad.
That's nobody part of course.
Yeah, given to you by Roddy Collins, to be fair. So.
Ah, you got to wear that.
Yeah. I don't know what colour this is, but I'm pretty sure it's not black.
It is black.
Yeah. It's kind of like a deep grey.
What's that meant to say?
Well, maybe it's brown.
Brown. Anyway.
Why do I got to be Mr. Brown? It's like Mr. Shit. First, this contestant is feeling a little cocksure. After 2 weeks basking in Clare's opening round win against Waterford, he spends his days now walking around the office telling people how his beloved banner will surely whip Limerick this weekend. It'll be at least 15 points, right? These Limerick lads are out of their depth, with every right to be confident. Because let's face it, Clare only ever beat Limerick when it isn't do or die. Please welcome Mick. I've added more reds than Joe McCarthy.
Well, I think the last time they've played in a true knockout game between the two teams was the 2013 All-Ireland semi-final. And neither of these teams still exist, I suppose, but, you know, Munster finals are what they are, I suppose.
Whoa, Jesuitical answer there.
The out of the depth thing, yeah.
Barrister Mick.
Interesting reference. To a clip that was taken slightly out of context of me on Monday.
Go on, sorry, I didn't hear
asking this. Whether there's a possibility that Limerick are past their prime based on what we saw in the second half, but eliminating the bookend of where I praised them profusely and kind of said I think they'll probably win the All-Ireland.
Where's the fun in that?
You got stitched up.
That's a very good point. I wouldn't like to go into names, Arthur.
Up next. I make it a habit not to comment on referees, and I'm not going to break that habit for that twat, as Ron Atkinson once said. Up next, this contestant is considering a move to sunnier climes after spending most of Tuesday afternoon bending the ear of a Ramon Calderon. He got a taste for the big time that no amount of LOI coverage could possibly match. 24 years after Off the Ball first hit the airwaves in Ireland, he'll be jetting off to Madrid soon to start up Fuera de la Pelota, OTB in Spanish, and make all his dreams a reality. Welcome, Ben. You can call me Señor Simes.
What a nickname that was.
You can call me Señor.
Señor. You can call me. So what do I have to say there? Can I just say Señor?
You can call me
Señor. You can call me.
I have a nickname actually there.
You weren't listening. I've added more reds than Joe McCarthy.
Write that down for later.
Stunned silence.
You can call me Señor. My new friend Ramon Calderon. Good guy.
I'd be
on the side of the Reds.
You're on the side of the Reds.
Well, you know,
you're a commie bastard.
More than the other side of that argument
is what you're saying. Yeah. Well, I think everybody is in history in this part of the world. Anyway, sorry to tell the Calderon story for.
I was given an update on the Florentino Perez Jose Mourinho situation the other day on the football show. So I thought it might be best to do a little bit of prep by ringing the one man who was in charge of Real Madrid in between Perez's two stints. And that was Ramon Calderon. Signed Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But Perez took all the credit.
Did he come on?
He didn't come on. No, I spoke to him. Gave him a phone call for a couple of minutes. Yeah, some good insights into what's happening behind the scenes at Real Madrid.
Which you could tell us, except then you'd be revealing your sources.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ramon Calderon.
My good friend.
Finally, everything up to this point has been filler, a time-wasting exercise as we try to hold off the inevitable. So routine has this whole quiz become for our last contestant. He took a break from proceedings last week to write the damn thing. An unstoppable force and the immovable object. A modern-day Gulliver who takes no shit from these puny Lilliputians. His sporting knowledge simply can't be surpassed. Our third quizzer today, and let's face it, our winner, it's David the Fountain Wilson.
I tell you what, Arthur's put me on a pedestal that I...
never beaten me.
I think I have beaten you in a quiz.
I haven't lost a quiz since I stopped presenting it every week.
What?
Oh, he knows.
That's just the fact.
He knows.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I've been run close. Can anybody verify lucky. This?
That is true. Yeah.
It's only been about five or whatever. But
have I been presenting every single one of them?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. It's funny how I just have no recollection of any of this.
I didn't mean to make this about myself because I was going to say it was just surely the winner thing obviously jarred a little bit.
Sorry, hang on. Wait, did you just say I was in a debate about this with myself? Is that what you just said?
I didn't mean to make this about myself. Oh, I obviously need elocution lessons. David, I really enjoyed your quiz last week. I don't know if you listen back, you mightn't have got that sense of it.
The questions were
fantastic. But they were bloody exhausting. We had to go into the depths of our brain for every single one. It was like by the end of it, it was like, whew,
yeah,
12 rounds in Ali.
There was some big brains on the quiz last week, so I had to test you, you know.
There were good questions.
Yeah.
Are we getting any emails? crappyquiz@offthewall.com. You can't be getting them because you...
That's a good question. I will... we have one recently. I didn't look at it to send it to anybody else. I obviously can't use them when I'm not writing the quiz. I am writing a quiz next week, I believe. So I'll use it then. And in the meantime, I will get the... I'll get Arthur to get the... I don't know how to say this. I will get the... crappyquiz@offtheball.com email directed to Arthur instead of to me. Yes.
I think I am back for Friday. Next week.
I think just Arthur wants to go on the quiz.
All right.
Yeah. Unless David wants to do it and puts us up against each other. But
did I tell you where I'm going next week? I mean, obviously, viewers of the After World Breakfast Show know this. But you know where I'm going next week?
Villa?
No, I actually think I do know this.
Second, Allianz Arena, second leg.
Wow.
Made the plans a couple of months ago. We've got to the second leg of the second one. Now it's going to be the greatest game of all time.
Wow, that's a good one.
I'm actually more excited about this than anything that I've been to. Since I don't know when.
Paris Olympics?
Well, that was all trepidation and how's that going to be and there was terrorist attacks and then it turned out to be unbelievable. Yeah. But there's no work involved here.
Yeah.
Are you counted in that group that Vince Kompany says don't go if you have the flu or you're not a true fan? Are you in that group? Was Vince Kompany's message to you?
He's healthy as a horse.
He said if you're not a true fan as well, you're not true.
Well, don't go if you have the flu.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, what was that about?
He wants 75,000 Munich fans.
Full-throated
screamers.
Yeah, screaming. Okay.
Just bring a roll of toilet paper, you'll be fine.
Oh, I'll have a half and half scarf on. Come on, PSG. Anyway, send any questions you have via email to crappyquiz@offthewall.com or you can also get us out by post. Quizmaster Off The Wall Towers, Mark Carney House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. There is a weird... DO2 TD60? Is that our?
There you go. I think that sounds right, yeah.
All right, round one. Oh. Call Your Shot round is back. These are good because they're not huge. But anyway, I'm going to give you a question with a list of answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage. The highest bidder gets dibs first at the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the single point. If they can't manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. This is a great round. Yeah, I think it's probably straight into the Mount Rushmore of quiz rounds. If that mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. The quiz is now entering its like second and a half decade, right? It's 15, are we? 2011, 2012 territory. Okay. I did have somebody complain to me recently when they were listening before Off The Wall Breakfast, and most mornings it'll be something like a quiz that goes out and they were like, I'm sorry, but what... Who were those morons on the radio this morning? But, you know,
like a general complaint that we have.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. It's very acquired taste, but this is good today. So anyway, this is going to be one of our best ones. We're going to start with Mick and David.
Set us up for the fall.
No pressure, lads.
Round one, question one. Mick opens the bidding. Anybody who's managed the Cork, Kilkenny or Tipperary hurling teams in the 21st century? There are 24 correct answers.
Very past the parsley, but I like it.
Let's all meet up.
How many answers? Sorry, Ginger.
24.
Was it Cork, Tip, Kilkenny?
That's it.
I'll go 18 to start.
It's Ben, isn't it?
Straight in like an exit set.
No, well, I can't name 19, so I'll let you out on.
Arthur said you couldn't have that.
Yeah. I want to challenge it as well.
You've got ears on there. You can hear what he's saying.
He That's said like, it to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said 18?
Yeah.
I go 19.
You see, now this is a bait. And I'm pretty sure I could have another go if I said 19 here. And he's playing, he's got a good poker face, though, in fairness. At the same time, I kind of do want to do the list.
Main character energy, Mick. That's what we need. We need everybody here. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, 20.
Oh, ego takes over.
Go on ahead.
Okay.
Well played, David.
Oh, bloody hell. Okay. Well, Kenny's a long list, anyway.
Yeah.
Brian Cody.
Yeah.
Derek Ling.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Nicky English.
I shouldn't have said that. You would have gone Kevin Fenley, wouldn't you?
No, Cody was there in 99.
All right. Okay, yeah. You knew that.
Nicky English. Liam Sheedy. Does he count twice?
He counts once. 07 to 2010 and 2018 to 2021. Nicky English was 98 to 2002. Derek Ling is 22 on. Obviously, all the rest of the Kilkenny ones you've said. So.
Yeah. Eamon O'Shea.
2012 to 2015.
Michael Ryan,
2016 to 2018. Won All Ireland.
Liam Cahill.
Currently, obviously. Scroll back up. 22 on.
Colin Bonner,
21, 22. Good one, yeah.
Babs.
If I had donkeys, they'd drown. No, ducks. Donkeys don't win derby.
Donkeys don't win derby.
Donkeys probably, if you put them in the river, yeah.
And also it was Nicky English that if I had ducks, they'd drown. But anyway, Babs, 05 to 07.
Yeah. I should have been taking down these years, shouldn't I? That would have been helpful. Okay, so that's, I'll leave Tip for a few minutes now. And I'll go back to Jimmy Barry Murphy.
JBM, 95 to 2000. And 2011 to 2015.
Donal O'Grady
is correct from 2002 to 2004.
John Allen.
Good stint in terms of All Ireland's won during the spell. John Allen, 04 to 06.
I'm not going to reach 20. How many am I on?
12, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, oh God, no chance. Okay. John Myler
is correct, 2018-2019.
Kieran Kingston
is correct, twice.
Pat Ryan.
15-17 and 20-22. Pat Ryan from 22-25.
And Ben O'Connor.
Ben O'Connor, 25 on. Pat Ryan, 23-25.
So that's 15, is it? I'm having a hope. Like, what was I thinking? Okay.
And you must have more than 15.
I think it's 16.
Is it?
I think. I'm going.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 16. Okay.
There are 7 left and you need 4 of them. There must be 8 left. Sorry, I'm missing one there.
Declan Ryan.
Yeah. Maybe there was only... Were there only 23 of these?
Oh, that's unfair. Then I should only have to name 19 if that's the case.
Another 7 left.
Okay. Right. I need to get into the...
The lads are going to get none of the ones that are remaining, I think.
I need to get into the Tipperary mindset here of lads who would have taken the job for a year or two. Who was there kind of in the post-Nicky, pre-Babs? Did you say Babs was 05 on, was it?
Yeah.
He was gone after 02, so who was manager in 03 and 04? Oh, I don't have it. I don't think so, anyway.
So you're barking up the wrong county's tree, I would suggest.
More in Cork.
I don't know if should we be coaching people here, especially someone who's such...
Is very appreciated.
Especially someone who's so good at the quizzes.
Are there any interim...
Now interims. Well,
I don't know if they even have interims. I'm struggling here, I think, to be honest.
I'm surprised that you're struggling.
Okay.
There's something.
I've got the All Ireland anyway.
It's like, you know.
But
this is,
I mean,
myself or Ben naming West Ham players would be gone.
Since the year 2000, the story of Cork hurling is not the story of All Ireland's.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Gerald McCarthy.
Correct.
And, oh God, I know exactly who I'm thinking of, but I don't have his name.
He was in the papers this week, actually. Somebody rang him up. It was a good idea.
How many more do I need? Two?
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get it.
Oh, it's Dennis something, isn't it? It's, I don't know. Teddy McCarthy.
Oh, you're so close. He was his teammate. He won a hurling and a football All-Ireland as well.
Have to.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Guess.
You have to guess. Give me a...
Someone needs to bid. You can not bid. And hope he bids.
Could we give them a half point for the cowards point each? And just to annoy Mick. Look, he was already getting angry. Just at the suggestion, he was leaning in to be like, well, I'm going to make sure the full baritone of my voice goes down this microphone to give out about that idea.
I'm just really hoping I don't think of someone now in the next minute or two.
He definitely, that's always where it goes, isn't it? What happens if I don't bid?
Then
David bids.
Then I get the point then, no?
No, you have to bid. But yeah, you could also bid zero and then nobody gets a point.
You have to have a guess. A winning bid. There's no random point in the ether.
You can both sacrifice the point.
Don't do that.
Okay, stop at the bank.
So you want me to bid one so that you can bid?
I feel like David deserves the point for getting me up from my original bid of 18.
Hey, look, that's just politics.
Which I got, didn't I? And 20.
Oh, yeah, well done. See?
Yeah, I played me up.
You were giving out about coaching. I've been coaching everyone.
I'm going to let you, if you want to name one, you can name one. I'm withdrawing from the bid.
All right.
Because I can't name one, so I'm not handing him the point.
If you have one, bid it. If you don't, neither of you get a point, don't hand him the coward's point.
Yeah.
That's the coach.
That's why I've handed over to him, because I had that basic predicament there. So I've just handed it across.
You're saying your bid is zero.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I have his name correctly. I know he managed Waterford. I think he's a Clarkman. Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
Four, is it?
Yeah. All the rest.
No.
I've been one. And
you're wrong.
Oh, no.
What? Go on, say the name.
I'll say Richie Stakelham then.
Oh, no. Okay.
Right, okay. Justin McCarthy was the original guest.
No, he was in the 90s in Cork.
70s.
70s manager?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
The lad that managed Waterford, like in the 90s?
Yeah, he was only a young fella, like he was managing him in the late 70s.
Tom Cashman in 2000-2001.
Right.
John Considine for a brief time in 2009. Yeah. Michael Doyle managed Tip in 02-03 after.
Okay, I couldn't remember that.
Ken Hogan. You should have maybe.
Yeah, Ken Hogan, yeah.
In 03-05 again, he would have been a young fella.
Sons on the team.
Bertie Og Murphy managed the Cork Hurlers in 01-02.
Never heard him.
And sorry, the name that you got half right, Dennis Walsh.
Do you know what? I had Dennis Walsh, and I thought, I'm thinking of the guy who writes for the Irish Times. That's wrong. It's Dennis something else. Anyway, I wouldn't have got the second one, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't know how Ben gets the point there when he...
He doesn't. I don't.
Oh, okay. Ben does get the point.
Yeah.
He gets the coward's point.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
If David hadn't bid at all, then nobody would have got a point.
Oh, sorry.
There you go, Ben.
Yeah, that's why I handed it over to you, because I didn't want to hand you the point.
I want
great round. Great round. Yeah, I regret nothing.
Round one, question two. Ben opens the bidding. Anybody who scored a goal for Manchester City in the Premier League this season? This season. There are 15 correct answers. Ever would have been like, you know.
I'll start with 8.
100.
There are 15 correct answers.
I'll go 9.
I'll go 10.
11.
12. I'll pass.
No, go on, let you at it.
12 out of 15.
Okay.
Doable.
No, the squad.
Excuse me.
Can't get any wrong, though.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland. Yes. Oh, you're going for the big guns first. 24.
Antoine Semenyo.
Low-hanging fruit. Antoine Semenyo with 5 Premier League goals for City this season.
Ryan Cherki.
With 4. And you're on 3.
Nico O'Reilly.
Nico O'Reilly. 5 goals.
Jeremy Doku.
Jeremy Doku. 2 Premier League goals.
I'm sure he scored. Phil Foden.
Phil Foden, 7 Premier League goals.
They all happened in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And years ago, it turns out. So you're nowhere near, but you're just halfway there. Is it 12? Yeah.
I'll go with, I'm sure he scored early in the season. Josko Gvardiol.
Josko Gvardiol scored twice.
Will I go with one of them? They're a bit dodgy. To Johnny Reinders?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
5 times.
God, he's forgotten, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mad, isn't he?
It's not everyone's fancy at the start of the year.
Yeah.
You've 7 left.
I'll go
Pick
with...
from.
Matheus Nunes?
Yes.
How many's that?
Once.
How many's that?
9.
So you still need 3 more.
3 left. Right? Yeah.
No. Mark Gahey.
Mark Gahey, yeah, just recently.
This is one. How many do I need?
You have 10. More, you need 12. There are 5 left. This is decent.
I'll go with.
Roddy's screaming at the radio for you.
Ruben Dias.
Ruben Dias, no.
Oh,
yeah, sorry, twice. Yes. Sorry. Hit the crossbar and went in.
And now I'm twice. Really struggling.
Off both posts.
One more.
Nah, you get. There's no way you don't get this.
I'm thinking of someone that, again.
I'm not sure if he has scored, but. Rodri?
Yes. Well done.
Did Marmoush score earlier?
Rodri going to score once. Marmoush did, yeah.
Oh, he was one I had like Marmoush. Very unsure.
Bernardo Silva?
Bernardo Silva, yes. Twice. Yeah, he was the most obvious one left. And then after that, the only last one was Nico Gonzalez.
He scored in the league.
I can only remember the FA Cup goal.
I was like, he scored in the FA Cup. He definitely hasn't scored in the league.
Scored once in the league.
There
Good
you go.
Points, David. Well done. David won. Ben won. Mick Neil. Ooh.
Early doors.
A little Icarus here, flying a bit close to the wind, telling everybody he'd never lost a quiz.
Look, it was a Jack Nicklaus comment. Who knows if I've actually lost the quiz or not? And certainly not never.
Next thing, you're going to be supporting Trump. Round one, question 3. Well, he does love Claire. David opens the bidding. Every club Kevin Kilbane played for, including loans, there are 9.
Six.
Oh, that's a lot.
7.
Oh. All right, Kev, I hope you're well.
It's a great question.
Could Kev answer all 9? I think there's probably some of these he's blacked out of.
What was the latest one?
7.
7.
I'll tell you now the truth. I've only got 6.
Pass. Of 6.
Go on ahead, Mick.
I'm going to screw myself so badly in this game. I might think of the other one though. Okay, so the 6 I have are Preston.
Yeah.
West Brom.
Yeah.
Sunderland.
Yeah.
Everton.
Yeah.
Hull City.
Yeah.
Coventry City.
Yeah. You need one more, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, I've only got 5. Oh, what was the last one you said?
Coventry?
Yeah.
So he had a load of loans at the end of his career while he was like doing commentaries for us. So I'm trying to remember whose fixtures I used to have to check to see if they were playing on a Saturday or a Sunday. I do feel like they were hauling commentary, but maybe there was one more. Also, did he have a loan earlier in his career when he was with Everton? Am I allowed to? Are they all in England, yeah? Or is that?
They're all in England, yeah. I'm not going to.
No. Yeah.
I don't know if there was any trip to Calcutta for a weekend of.
Yeah.
Did you play five-a-side down in the YMCA on George Street with us a few times?
What was it like playing five-a-side? Was he just outrageous?
It was insane, especially because that's it's like a wooden floor and really tiny, and he could literally just dribble around everybody and in a tiny space. Like it was just what.
Even though, like, well, yeah,
we didn't think you were that good. We didn't care. We loved
you. Even though, like, it's like you would have had injuries, knee injuries, back problems, he was still
a bamboo spine at that stage. Yeah, right. It was outrageous. Yeah.
Goes to show you, like. Yeah.
Surely we've also bought enough time here.
Something is hitting me, but I don't know. Derby County?
Correct.
Mick, brilliant shout.
From the depths of
where
hell.
Where did that come from? I don't even know where I got that from. Gave you.
Any other ones?
Wigan.
Yeah.
Wigan!
Yeah. Yeah.
He flavoured them for real. Like.
Yeah. And Huddersfield Town. Ninth.
Yeah, Derby is a magnificent show.
When did he play with Derby? I had no idea. Like,
anyway, tell us, Kev. Tell us. Round two, the introduction. This round has become something of a farce, playing too decisive a role in a quiz that still has three rounds to go thereafter. Very Shakespearean language. So for this week, at least, we're mixing things up a bit. Instead of the usual Wikipedia round, where you guess a player based on the list of clubs I give you. Here, you're going to be given a list of players. All you got to do is tell me what links all the names.
What club?
All the
name
players together. What it is that links.
All right, okay.
All the name players together.
So it could be
as simple as you shut up
Coppers
and listen.
Or something.
Oh, yeah, okay, go on, Coppers, yeah. Go on. Do you want to read the quiz? Do you want to come over and do it? Do you want to?
No.
Right. It could be as simple as they've all played on the same team together. It won't be that.
Oh.
It won't be that. Or something altogether more fiendishly difficult. But once you think you know the answer, shout out your nickname. Okay. Get it right, you earn a point. Wrong, and you're frozen out until the next question. Or when everybody else is guessing correctly, you can come again.
God, it's very vague, isn't it?
What's my nickname again? So, Sim is back to normal. Grant.
For the avoidance
of doubt.
Which is
unfair.
Yeah, what's that? What, a one-word answer versus...
Winners keep their nickname. For the avoidance of doubt, we're going to be operating a fairly strict... This is a shambles.
Yeah.
We're going to be operating a fairly strict ruling when it comes to the accuracy of the links. So no whining if you come close, but don't get it 100% correct. All clear? We're going to run through those nicknames again. I've added more reds than Joe. You can call me Señor. And the fountain.
Having to think about that's such a key. Like.
Yeah.
Here we go. Round two, question one. Kevin McManaman, Bernard Brogan, Dermot Connolly, Conor Callaghan, Paul Mannion, Niall Scully, Jack McCaffrey, Owen Merchant, Dean Rock, Paddy Small.
You can call me Señor.
Yeah.
They all won All-Stars under Jim Gavin.
No.
Do you want to say them again?
Kevin McManaman, Bernard Brogan, Dermot Connolly, Conor Callaghan, Paul Mannion, Niall Scully, Jack McCaffrey, Owen Merchant, Dean
the fountain.
Rock.
They've scored goals in the All-Ireland final.
Correct.
Well done.
That was good.
Scored goals for Dublin in All-Ireland finals, but I'll take it. Question two. Jason Byrne. Pádraig Amond.
The fountain.
Yeah.
Top scorers in the League of Ireland.
Yes. Top scorers in the League of Ireland Premier Division season.
So you raced through the first one and then the second one was
why are you complaining? It was the same for everyone here.
He literally looked at you and nodded at you when he said Pádraig Amond for whatever reason.
No, I'm looking at the camera. Whoa,
which
look
is,
at that.
David is directly behind.
Nah,
jeez.
The rest of my list was Shawnee Maguire, Richie Towell, Glenn Crow. See, I raced through the first one because I thought you were all going to get it straight away. But now I realise Pearls Before Swine is going to take ages.
Who were those idiots on the radio?
Patrick Cooban, Georgie Kelly, Aidan Keane, Jack Moylan was my list.
He was top scorer, Jack Moylan, yeah.
Round two, question three. Season. Brian Cody. Brian Lohan.
Fountain. All-Ireland winning managers.
Incorrect.
I've outed more reds than Joe.
Yeah.
All-Ireland winning managers and players.
Correct. My list was Mick O'Dwyer, Jim Gavin, Eamon Fitz, John Allen, Paddy O'Shea, Jim McGuinness, Michael Ryan, Davy Fitz, and JBM. Won All Ireland as player and manager. This is a good round, nice and fast. It's over now, nearly. Round two, question four. Memphis Depay, Alexis Sanchez,
the Fountain.
Yeah,
top scorers for their international football teams.
No,
Edinson Cavani, record breaking signings for Manchester United.
No, Mason Mount, and the Leek and Chilskis. Michael Owen,
the Fountain.
You're gone.
He can only guess once. Yeah.
Oh,
until he guesses, then you're back. Brian Robson, David Beckham, Eric Cantona.
I've outed more Reds than Joe. Manchester United, number seven.
Correct.
Number seven.
Number sevens.
Oh, went in way too quick there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's not gin and tonic.
No, I know.
It's number seven. Okay, round two, question two.
It's only a joke.
Sean Murphy.
Question, what?
Round question two, question five. It's the same one.
Oh.
Okay. Sean Murphy. Kyron Wilson.
The Fountain. Snooker World Champions.
No.
I've outed more Reds than Joe.
Yeah.
One time Snooker World
Champions.
Whoa,
it's like he's reading the script. Judd Trump.
Yeah.
Neil Robertson. Luca Brissell. Stuart Bingham. Peter Ebdon. John Parrott. Ken Doherty.
Ah, I went in too quick again.
Great piece with
his fine line though.
Ken Doherty, Fergal O'Brien, and Off the Wall Breakfast.
Too far back
earlier piece. This week. You should listen piece. Back to it about the passing of snooker and what it was that turned them into champions. Right, round three. It's time for the parcel of doom round. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names that I have in front of me. If you get it right, the parcel passes on to the next player, but if you get it wrong, the parcel explodes, covering you in shame and gore.
And good round two, by the way. I've done very little resistance to it. Yeah. Keep it going.
That's what happens when you get points.
We want you to name any player from Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland or Wales who has appeared in a major European final for any club not based in these islands. I just want to stop for 1 second.
I am so confused already.
I want to cancel the quiz, right? I want to out our quizmaster today as a blue shirt partitionist colonial patrician conservative. Do you know what the question actually says?
Based in the British Isles.
Oh. And like,
British Isles is actually a geographical term, isn't it?
Not anymore.
Is it not? Okay.
Not anymore.
Okay. It was traditionally though, wasn't it?
Okay, great. So you were one of them too?
I just don't care.
Right, wow.
We're not English, we're not British, so why do we have to be so worried about it all the time?
We just should slough off the shackles of oppression. We should fight it on the beaches.
We'll do it in Ennis on Sunday.
Come on, Arthur. We want you to name any player from Ireland, the North, England, Scotland or Wales who has appeared in a major European final for any club that wasn't in the Premier League or Scotland.
Major European final in football?
Yeah. I don't think any of the Irish teams have actually made it to a major European final.
Sorry, you were looking for players from any of those countries who have played in the European final, not for a team in those countries.
Exactly. Here, right? Okay. There are 19.
Are there?
From will concern those who have declared for those five countries internationally. So, you know. And up to.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We're including the European Cup, Champions League. We're including the UEFA Cup, Europa League. The UEFA Conference League and the Cup Winners' Cup are all included. No, Fairs Cup. You can shove the Fairs Cup in your hole, can you?
That's just the UEFA Cup, isn't it? No?
Yeah, but it used to be before that. I don't know if we had anybody, but if we did, they're not included.
I don't have anyone. Who's up first?
Mick.
Oh, shite.
Then David.
Okay, what am I missing here?
Sorry, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, Northern Ireland.
Yeah. The Home Nations. Yeah. I say what?
The Home Nations.
Wherever the sun shines.
This is
glorious sunny uplands.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Let's get going. Jolly good.
Yeah. Cool.
Get the peasants to do the work for you. That's what I say. Gins and tonic, yes. Bit of quinine.
Thanks for this. Just keep it going for a few more minutes there while I somehow rack my
brain. Putting the red nose down, aren't we? Come on, Mick, for fuck's sake.
Hold on a minute now. I'm obviously missing something obvious. What was the... I don't... Hold on now. I may
no, to... you're gone. Come on. It's like...
It's got to be a timer at some stage.
There are other recordings taking place.
There are. Yeah. This is live, obviously.
Yeah.
Gary Lineker.
Correct.
Gareth Bale.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Remember him.
Paul Lambert.
Correct. Oh,
bastards. He's a good one, though. Lambert, that's the kind of thing you hear about. Good. Let me think.
Oh, Mick's having a moment. The wax on his wings is melting.
Ah, jeez, I don't know. I'm really annoyed at myself. Michael Robinson.
I don't think Michael Robinson is correct. It's incorrect. The noise will tell you there. His time is the reigning king is over.
I think I'm still in the lead, no matter what happens.
This question stumped me as well, to be honest. And I'm going to also try to guess. Did Rushy play one when he went over?
No.
Did he?
No. Yeah, it was like terrible. A
poor return, says Arthur.
Aaron Ramsey, Stephen Davis.
Aaron Ramsey, yeah. Stephen Davis, I don't think
Stephen
so.
Stephen Davis?
For Rangers, did he play in that?
Rangers counts as... It was Scotland. You can't...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Well, yeah. I still have a point.
Aaron Ramsey. Who did he play for?
Aaron Ramsey wouldn't
have... Oh, you would have been out next.
Yeah. Aaron Ramsey wouldn't have got
you. Can I ask? No. Was Michael Owen there?
Yeah. No.
Oh, Steve McManaman scored.
Steve McManaman. I'm going to go through the list. Steve Archibald played for Barcelona versus Steaua Bucharest in the 86 European final. Jude Bellingham, you might have heard of him, for Real Madrid. Laurie Cunningham played for Real Madrid against Liverpool in 81. Jamie Gittins played for Dortmund. Owen Hargreaves played for Bayern Munich. Kevin Keegan would love Hamburg. It if they played for Hamburg versus Forest, and they did. Steve McManaman, did we get him?
No, that's fine. No. I just remembered him there as you were.
Oh, Jadon Sancho, who plays for the current team.
Yeah.
Chris Waddle.
The word in the question just turned
Waddle.
Me
I thought
completely.
Waddle and I didn't think. He wasn't there in 93, was he? He was at 91. Wednesday at that stage. Oh,
Tammy Abraham, who also plays for
the UEFA Cup.
Nick Deasy. Paul Ince played for Inter against Schalke in 97. I didn't know they reached that final. Chris Smalling played for Roma. Ashley Young played for Inter against Sevilla. Tammy Abraham, again, played for Roma against Feyenoord in the Conference League. Reece Nelson. Chris Smalling again.
These
Lineker,
lads, like,
and Mickey Walsh. So anyway, point to David.
We should have got him out, like, terrible. Eight of them.
Terrible. David's on four, Mick's on four, Ben's on one. Round three, question two. Head of Manchester United versus Liverpool this weekend, we want you to tell us any Irish international who has started a game in this fixture over the last 50 years. So that's from the 75-76 season onwards. And you think, oh, there'd be loads of these, but there aren't that many, actually.
75-76, yeah.
Yes, I had the number written down, but I've forgotten it now, so...
In the Premier League?
No, it's just the 75-76 season.
Right.
In this fixture, Man United versus Liverpool. Does that also include Liverpool versus Man United? And football, yeah.
Live commentary this week with Stephen Doyle and Darren Gibson.
Sorry, start
right,
to me.
Gibbo.
Half three.
Great.
It's start to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. John O'Shea.
Shazy.
Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Dennis Irwin. Is this Republic of Ireland?
Yeah, we're a petitionist. We've established that.
Steve Finnan.
We don't even want the six counties back. Dennis Irwin is correct. Steve Finnan is correct. We do, by the way. But anyway.
Cuevin Kelleher.
Start? Yeah.
He started that cup game last didn't he?
Good.
He's on my list.
To me, I will go for Jason McAteer.
Yes. McAteer special coming up next week.
Ronnie Whelan.
Yes.
Paul McGrath.
Paul McGrath. Yes.
How many was there in total, say?
I can't remember. I actually didn't give you a total.
Mark Lawrenson.
Lauro. Yes.
John Aldrich.
Yes.
Kevin Moran.
Yes.
Frank Stapleton.
Stabbo. I think there's only 10 left.
10 left.
There's one I'm not sure about that was it said or not, but I can't.
Ray Elton?
Yes.
Should I go with Darren Gibson?
No. Are we sure about that? Are we sure?
Jim Beglin.
Jim Beglin. Yes.
All right.
I'm down to one.
And now I'm in trouble.
How many more is left? Nine.
Seven, eight. Seven. Eight left.
Jesus, who are they? 1975. It's a long time ago, in fairness.
When I look up in your eyes, find that I'm fine.
I'm trying to go back.
When I look up in your eyes, and I'll do better.
Considering there's a lot of supporters of Manchester United.
Players that were there for a long time.
Definitely, yeah, I'm missing someone really, really obvious.
We need to keep going. We're getting in trouble here. Come on.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember the two Yanks tried to skip paying with the lad and the horse and he whipped them? That's what Arthur's doing to us in the background here. You seen that video recently?
No.
Two Yank tourists got a horse and carriage up around Guinness and they ran away and they were a bit pissed and your man came after them with the horse whip and whipped them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Captured on CCTV. And no one felt any sympathy for the two Yanks who weren't paying. They're like, go on!
You
go on, bull! Get a bull. Come on!
I give him points.
Steve Staunton.
Steve Staunton, correct.
Mark Kennedy,
no, he's not.
I don't really have anyone else.
But Mark Kennedy's bouncer pal, Phil Babb, Jerry Daly.
Do you know what? I kind of put Phil Babb and McAteer together and then I just forgot about it. Daly.
I was listening to Dion Fanning talking about the... was there a drink culture around Irish football? It was like the two lads went out and ended up...
On top of a car.
A cop's car outside Harcourt Street. The biggest Garda station in the country is actually right there beside Coppers. Ashley Grimes, Steve Highway, Robbie Keane. Anybody heard of Robbie Keane, footballer? Yeah.
I wouldn't have risked Robbie. He only played about 7 games.
Michael Robinson, Paddy Roach, Man United, Steve Staunton.
Michael Robinson.
Point for Mick, even though he's struggling. David is
He's not struggling at all.
Nick's on 5, Ben is on 1. But this is your moment of opportunity, lads. Never give a sucker an even break.
League of Ireland number 10s.
No. Name any county that has beaten Kerry or Dublin in a men's All-Ireland football final in history. You can't use either Kerry who beat Dublin or Dublin who beat Kerry because that'd be too clever. And
Kerry or Dublin?
We thought about it before you did, so tough luck. There aren't that many. 13 counties. David, Mick, Ben.
It's me, isn't it?
David?
Yeah. So, Galway.
Correct. 34,
38, 64,
65.
Tyrone.
05 and 08. Never beat the Dubs.
Cork?
No.
Cork, yeah.
Pure guess.
Steve Staunton. And you see, you got to learn to let it go. Next ball.
I'd have been out.
Yeah,
I didn't have another one. I should have got a couple more.
His name actually did come into my head as well.
Jerry Daly was an easy one, but I just...
Should have just thrown it out, like.
Armagh, 2002. Not even a missed penalty could stop them.
No.
Did they miss a penalty?
Down.
60, 68, 94. Kerry Slayers.
Mick, that was the one I was... like hoping that you didn't know, because I just, you know, the famous stat, like Down and never lost to Kerry in Croke Park or something. Anyway,
they beat the Dubs as well.
They beat them in 94,
yeah,
of course, yeah.
And then the two against Kerry in the 60s, was it
1668? Offaly,
good one.
5 in a row. 72 and 82.
Donegal
92.
Mm-hmm.
Should really have won that second one, but anyway. These are historic guesses now, so.
Yeah. Did Cavan beat.
They did, 1947.
Yeah.
Was that the Polo Grounds?
Yeah. Disgusting. Can't believe they have five All-Irelands.
And a million Ulsters.
39, I think. Or 40 now, maybe 39 or 40, yeah.
I have one that I just. Is too risky.
Well, it's not really, because.
You should go for it.
We do need to get out of here at some point. We're 45 minutes into this.
I'm going to go for the slightly less risky one, Meath.
30-minute quiz, slightly less risky and correct, 1954.
Only once. Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if this... I can't remember if... Well,
Are they a county?
It is a county.
Good.
They have one on all Ireland.
Yeah, you're saying there's a chance.
This is extremely risky. Mayo?
Oh yeah, 100% risky.
Louth was never what I no was one. Thinking about.
Louth 1910. Kildare,
oh Jesus, no. I was thinking 1958 like or whatever.
Kildare 05 and 27. Limerick 1896. Roscommon, the Rossies in 44.
That's 1905.
Kildare 05. Forget the Ryder Cup. Forget the Second World War. This is the Roscommon football team. Wexford 1915.
Forget the Second World War.
Kildare I was thinking about, but.
That was good. Very few people are going to get it though. Ben is on one, Stuck a singleton. David's on four, Mick is on six.
It's kind of
standing name change, like, you know, it's just throw me.
Round four is the fun free magic number round.
Senior.
It's proven too damn convenient to replace, so you know the rules. I'm going to give you four different statements with numerical answers. You have to add them up, write them down before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beats. If you get the number bang on, it'll be worth 3 points. Otherwise, closest to it gets 2 points, with 1 point for the next closest. All good? Everybody happy?
Yeah.
Let's get going. The number of goals Damien Duff scored for Ireland, plus Ryan Cherki's shirt number at Man City.
Oh.
Plus Leinster's total number of Champions Cups won. Heineken Cup, European Cup, Champions Cup, same thing. Plus York City's final points total in the National League. Bright Shiny Beats is underway. York City's final points tally in the National League.
Fucking York City.
Yeah, it's a famous story, Mick. Big story of the week. Pitch invasion.
Yeah.
Viral commentary. Beat Northampton Town. They both appealed that they should both go up. Bangles. Big deal. Rochdale, sorry, what did I say?
Yeah. Northampton.
Oh, yeah. Bangles. Bright shiny. They're all the same. Okay. A lot of pens slash Michael.
I understand the question.
Understand the question. All right, Mick, what is your number?
I don't know, I'm busted. I'd say 123.
129.
131.
Oh, 130 is the correct answer. Ben's back in the game. Wow. 2 points.
I changed me.
131.
How many did Duff have?
Nine, I think.
Nine, I wrote.
Eight.
Eight.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm obviously logged. Did they have 100 points?
What am I wrong?
Yeah,
I wrote down 90.
I said 100.
Oh, I only added eight to my 121.
Unlucky.
That was, I actually. Jesus,
that's still 129.
They have 100 points. Oh, sorry, promoted.
Matt's is the matter. Look, that's why I'm in here. Matt's is not the strong point.
Plus, Ryan Shirky's shirt number.
10.
10 is correct. Leinster's total number of Champions Cups won.
3.
5.
4.
4.
That's where I went wrong.
York City's final points tally in the National League was 108. They were on 105 for the final day of the season.
108, 106.
So the correct answer was 130. And now Ben is on 3, David's on 4, Mick is on 7. A 3-point lead is not insurmountable, although it would be the choke job of all choke jobs.
Hold on now. David was 2 points behind me and he got 2 points there.
No, I bust.
You both bust.
Oh,
that was the most important
round.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, amazing. I was in the depths of despair.
Lap of honour there for Mick. Yeah, go on. We all love a premature celebration.
No, a change in circumstance.
It's business as usual for the rapid fire round. You'll each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point for each up for grabs. We're going to start with the player on the lowest score, who's Ben on 3. Ben, are you ready?
Go on.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who defeated Ireland in the Six Nations last weekend?
France.
What county does Mark McHugh manage?
Pass.
Who are Leinster playing in the Champions Cup this weekend?
Bath.
Too what long. National team did Jari Littman represent?
Finland.
What side sits top of the LOI Premier Division?
St. Pat's.
How many Olympics medals did Sonia Sullivan win?
One.
Sandro Mazzola played all her career. All his career. At what Italian club? Sandro Mazzola.
Juventus.
Inter.
There's a bit of a stumble there. On the,
well, you got eight questions, so what can you do?
You got seven.
Okay.
France was correct. Mark McHugh manages Westmeath. Leinster are playing Toulon. Yari Littman does play for Finland. St. Pat's are top. Sonia Sullivan did win one medal. And Inter was the answer there.
Four.
Rachel interviewed Sonia this week. Did everybody hear this? So she went over to Westport and one of the questions was about the passing of Ronnie Delaney. And Ronnie Delaney was at the Olympics when Sonia Sullivan won a silver medal. And like the whole country was crying. Gabriela Xabo beat her. Xabo, fuck you. But anyway, he says to her afterwards, I really hoped that you were going to get gold so you could join me on the throne and be the queen to my king. But you know, silver, you're a princess. I was like, has any story ever told you more about somebody than that?
Forever modest.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Your 20 seconds, are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. What side sits bottom of the LOI Premier Division?
Waterford.
Bordeaux will play what English club this weekend?
Bath.
What national team did Celestine Babiara represent?
Nigeria.
Who's Arsenal's top scorer this season?
Victor Gyokeres.
What English club does Cliona Maloney McDonald play for?
Northampton.
Who will Derry play in the Ulster Championship this weekend?
Monaghan.
Ferdy Vogt spent all his career at what German club?
Bayern Munich.
In what US city did the NBA's Mavericks play?
Dallas.
Correct. You missed two. Borussia went to Gladbach. It was Bertie Vogt's. And it's Exeter Chiefs that Cleland Maloney McDonald plays for. Otherwise, you got six. So good. You are on 10. And Michael, as I said, choke job of all choke jobs.
Oh, there's no guarantees of anything here. Yeah. Four is a lot.
Four is a lot.
Ask Arthur there, king of the.
Nick McCarthy.
Four. I only need one.
Four. For American 18.
Are you ready?
Shush. Four.
Now he wants everybody to shush.
Four is too nothing. Many for
now
shy talk.
Now he wants a bit of decorum. Yeah.
Four is too many for shy talk. When did I
nothing.
Talk over your questions?
Just for next week, Arthur's nickname can be king of the only needing one.
Okay. Michael, your 20 seconds starts now. Who is the loud senior football manager?
Pass.
Who or where will the 2026 Champions Cup final be played?
Pass.
Who is Liverpool's top scorer this season?
Ekitike.
What English club does Ross Byrne play for?
Pass.
Who scored PSG's first goal on Tuesday night?
Hakimi.
Who will Armagh play in the Ulster Championship this weekend?
Oh, fucked up.
Those questions. I just didn't know them. That's mad. Like normally you're like reaching for them when you're young. I don't have a clue.
I never know where a final is going to be played.
It's just one of those things I never commit to memory. It's like
Devon Locke. Leinster a couple years ago in Cairns
Lambert
Shell.
What was your answer?
Much better rapid fire than me. And I was
yeah, my question. Lambert's going to throw so. Mick's answer up on the wall.
Who is the loud Lambert's senior football manager? Gavin Devlin. The 2026 Champions Cup final is going to be playing Bilbao.
I said fuck them down.
No, I didn't. I thought you just said fuck them.
Eka TK. Ross Byrne plays for Gloucester. Kratzkelia okay. Scored the first goal.
Oh yeah, of course. I just couldn't remember that. I was going at that stage.
Armagh played down and I didn't even get to question 7.
No, it was terrible.
Which wouldn't have been enough anyway.
Can we concentrate on the winner?
Yeah, good man, David. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Winner stays on.
Winner keeps stays on.
Arthur declared it in advance. He is a clairvoyant
absolutely,
seer.
Yeah, yeah.
The winner. Oh, what
I tried to do my best as usual to try and throw it away in the early rounds.
No, I was totally poxed in the numbers round, so I shouldn't have even been. It shouldn't have even been close.
See you next week, folks.